This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off our number two in studio tonight. Is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
I'm going to strangle puppies if you guys keep doing it. And I'm joking. I'm not actually going to strangle a puppy. I know somebody's going to wind up.
Yeah, I mean, you could say you're going to strangle kids, and you're not going to get any remarks. But you say puppies, you throw puppies in there, or kitties. Oh man, kitties. You're the devil.
Yeah,
yeah.
Don't do it. Don't go there.
Yeah, I'm joking. I'm not actually going to strangle a puppy. But I will take your phone calls, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We started off talking about the Microsoft racist artificial intelligence, and then, well, we started getting phone calls about Donald Trump and libertarianism. And we've got Jimbo, or possibly James, in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Minister, when did Ted Cruz ever say he wanted to turn the Middle East into glass? Forget the
He said it in one of the debates, right?
He said that in one of the debates, and I think one of his speeches.
I don't recall
the,
that.
The video clip is on YouTube.
Yeah, it exists. Just Google sand the glass Ted Cruz, and it's there.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Damned if I'm wrong. I don't believe.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Brian calling in from California. Brian, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I just get a kick out of hearing libertarians talk about principles, and sometimes, you know, I like to challenge their quote unquote principles that they adopt or claim to adopt, right? So, I'm assuming that libertarians assume that liberty is an end in itself. Am I correct to say something like that?
I think it's the ultimate goal.
Okay, so it's an ultimate goal. It's one of the, if not the only primary objective of libertarians, right?
Personal liberty.
Well, yeah, and I think when you say libertarians, you're generalizing a whole lot of different people. So, for example, my views and Conan's and Daryl's are all different, but we probably share a lot of the same core beliefs, but there's undoubtedly things we're going to disagree on.
And we're not going to force each other to agree with each other.
Because we try not to force people.
Because that is against the whole philosophy. That is the principle.
And
do not force your friends to do something.
Just read one thing from the Libertarian Party platform, the final sentence of the preamble that says, "These specific policies are not our goal. Our goal is nothing more or less than a world set free in our lifetime, and it is to this end that we take these stands." So one of the principles of the Libertarian Party is a world set free in our lifetime. That is the goal.
Sure. That's ambiguous, though. What are you saying? Free from either government or all aggression? Which one?
Yes.
One's more inclusive than the other.
Why is there a difference there?
There's a distinct difference, right? And on
right,
one
so
hand,
I could commit aggression without being a government agent.
Right. Or I could
be... That's bad and wrong and should be eliminated, and governments that operate on coercion and threats of coercion should also be eliminated.
And if
should
I were free...
Okay, let me put some of your principles to the test here, right? So you're claiming that getting rid of all aggression is a primary objective of the libertarian philosophy, or let's just say the people in this room I'm talking to, right?
I would hope it would be a primary goal of everybody on Earth.
Okay, so let's just say an act of aggression committed by somebody in between us four would make the entire room better off.
How would that make the entire room better off?
Because value is not subjective.
So why are you going to commit an act of aggression against one of the three of us in this room?
Maybe because I believe, and maybe let's just assume the hypothetical, my belief is true, that by doing so it makes everybody better off, even the victim I'm aggressing against.
If it's true, if you are right and we are wrong, you should be able to convince us through peaceful means and logic.
That's a bad assumption. Well, then there are irrational people out there sometimes.
Well, let's throw out some examples. An example would be the four of us are in a room, and there's a rattlesnake. So, I would agree that.
And you know that rattlesnakes are poisonous, and the three of us don't. It's just a snake.
Well, in either case, if I bring a little violence or a whole lot of violence because I hate rattlesnakes against that rattlesnake, then I have used aggression against something. But
here's a better one, because the rattlesnake isn't one of us and it doesn't have thought. What if one of us was poison to the other three?
That's a good one.
Yes.
And you preemptively attack me because you think that I might stab you all when you're sleeping.
We watch a lot of Walking Dead.
Okay, so that's arguable that's defensive force, which is not an act of aggression.
Yes. So that case of the murder thing, we can drop that. But let's take, for instance, I've just given the general form of when it's utilitarian profit. I'm just saying there are cases when you can aggress and you can make everybody better off, even the victim. And to say that in all cases you'll
defensive
be able to convince,
force is not aggression.
It's not aggression?
And if it's defensive.
Well,
at the time when you're forcing him to do something, let's say I have an autistic son who does not want to go to the doctor and get life-saving surgery. Right? Just an extreme example of that. By me, I don't know, if my only resource is like a bottle of chloroform.
I do not advocate using chloroform against your children. Brian,
What about a belt?
Yeah, and I'd...
What if you have to smack your kid around, your autistic kid, to get him in the vehicle to go to the hospital to get the surgery?
Have you seen the flowchart where it says...
I'm not saying do this.
Hold on. I know you said that you've seen it, but there are probably people that have not seen the flowchart I'm thinking about.
When you should beat your kids.
Can your child understand why you're hitting them? Yes or no? And if it's yes, use logic. If it's no, then don't hit them because they're not going to understand why you're hitting them.
This is true.
Let's go back to the phone. Go ahead, Chris. Go ahead.
No. I was going to say, I understand where the caller's going because I have the same issue. Sometimes when I encounter people that are so wrapped up in the non-aggression principle that every possible situation must be solved by the non-aggression principle. Well, they'll argue it till their face is blue, and it's okay if things aren't so cut and dried, and that there isn't one unified theory that rules all.
Right, and one of the key terms that I make sure that I use when I explain the non-aggression principle is no one has the right to cause unjust harm. So if you're standing in the middle of the street and you're about to get hit by a car, then, you know, you don't see the car. You know, I'm assuming that you don't see the car. Like, you're walking, you know, with the flow of traffic and you happen to be in the middle of the road or whatever. Then I would be completely justified to knock you out of the way of getting hit by the car. Yes, that would be a form of aggression, but it would not be unjust aggression. It would not be unjust harm. And arguably, again, it's defensive force, whatnot. Let's go back to the phones. 855-450-FREE. We've got Dave calling in from Missouri. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. So I actually want to know your thoughts about North Korea.
Wait, say that again, Dave. Say it again. We didn't
thoughts
hear
about what?
All right. So Anonymous is declaring cyber war on Donald Trump. What are your thoughts?
I don't even know who Anonymous is. I don't know if they're CIA. I don't know if they're real. They don't know if they're living in their basements. Are you Anonymous?
No, he's Dave.
Dave from Anonymous?
Nobody from Anonymous gives their real name.
The first rule of Anonymous.
I don't follow them.
What kind of war are they supposedly declaring on Donald Trump?
They're declaring harassment. And
they just put a social security number out there, and they're just gonna. They said something to his kid. Hold on.
Credit card fraud.
Yeah, I got a problem with that.
Yeah, I think it's definitely an a-hole move, and I don't support it. Dave, thanks for the call. And I definitely want, Chris, you definitely have an opinion on this, so I want your thoughts. And, of course, yours as well. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And LRN.FM on Skype.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-718-3929. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-718-3929. That's 1-800-718-3929. 1-800-718-3929.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now, or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And And wow, I'm glad you actually said your name normally.
I'm not
Thank
gonna,
you very much, Chris.
I've got to change it up. I got to change it up.
There was a question that someone asked in the last segment about our thoughts on some group calling itself Anonymous, or it might not even be a group. We don't really know, but you know, there's the supposed war against the Donald
right.
being waged by Anonymous. And you said that you had thoughts on this, so go ahead.
Oh, yeah, nothing specific, but you know, Donald Trump is a public figure. He has made a whole lot of money off of the government. He has worked the legislation to his benefit. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to see if whether I was considering that an act of aggression against somebody else. But then again, I was thinking, well, I don't get all riled up when somebody has been a whistleblower against the U.S. government. So releasing information that they may not want to be out there is probably not a bad thing. And if he's trying to be president, then maybe he's fair game.
I would say what Trump has done using government is exactly what your buddy on food stamps is doing. You know, it's sure. It's a service that you may not agree with, and I don't, and I want to get, you know, I want to be done with it. But it's a service, and any good businessman is going to take advantage of all of the options available as far as making money for his companies.
True, it's just
honest. This is the whole lobbying argument. I mean,
right.
If we spend this much money actually perfecting a product, getting it out there, versus this much where we can just send some yahoos to D.C. to lobby for subsidies or more benefits from the people.
You or know, send people to the state level and have them yeah. lobby to say, hey, make sure that people have to buy our product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Make sure that people have to use our product.
Or someone who has a monopoly on in any system, any department, trying to oust the little guys by creating legislation that makes it hard for the little guy to get out there and sell his own product.
And here's where I do applaud Bernie, and I applaud a lot of his supporters who at least are waking up to this fact that the amount of money spent on corporate welfare mm-hmm. far exceeds the amount spent on personal welfare. And
yes.
And they're both anti-liberty. I can't stand the thought of either one, but you know, hey, if we took on that first, that would be huge.
So we need to create more government.
To take on government.
Our big corporations who use government
yeah.
to better themselves, so we need to increase the size of government that corporations are using to better themselves.
Yeah, it's that weird cyclical sort of thing, and yeah, it never ends well. Something else that's not really ended well is that FBI versus Apple debacle, where the FBI has now said, we got into the phone, but Apple, we're not going to tell you how. Nah, 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 nah.
They probably never locked it in the first place.
No, Apple or the FBI was the ones that had reset the password.
Yeah, I know, but
in the first place,
they were done with that phone. They got all the information they needed off of it. They probably said they locked it because they had some other phones that they really wanted open that they can't get open. That whole San Bernardino phone.
He's going conspiracy.
It's a whole scam.
Kodak jumped the conspiracy shark. Maybe the shark doesn't exist. Is there actually a shark that Conan could leap
the
over?
The San Bernardino lock and phone is a very reasonable conspiracy.
There are no sharks. But there is Mike in Oregon. And Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. So what I want to talk about tonight was just what you guys were talking about with the FBI hacking into the iPhone. Now, I see this as a good thing and a bad thing. A good thing is, I should say a bad thing is the FBI got into the phone, right? But I also see this as a good thing because now Apple can supposedly go back and hopefully look and see where the weak spots were in the encryption. But
that's only possible if the FBI tells Apple how they cracked the encryption, which is right. something that Apple is trying to force the FBI to do because there's regulations that say that when government agents wind up cracking encryption, they're supposed to let the companies know, this is how we cracked your encryption.
Hmm.
But the FBI is saying, no, it doesn't apply to us because we're the FBI.
Right. And that's what I was going to say. Like, how are they supposed to tighten their encryption if the FBI is not going to say, because before they were, the FBI was at the mercy of Apple saying, hey, we need you to, you know, help us get into this phone. And Apple said, no, we're not going to do it. We can't. And now supposedly now a third party got into the phone and helped the FBI. So now Apple, in a way, is at the mercy of the FBI. Hey, who did you use? And now the FBI is saying, out of spite, we're not going to tell you because you didn't help us. So
right.
Where do you think it's ultimately going to go?
McAfee did it.
I don't think he did.
Yeah, I think the point that you're making is exactly the argument that I've been making, that this is not about that phone. And Conan does it, except he does it in a much more
comical,
conspiracy theory way. But I don't think that's really what it's all about. What they are trying to do is the government is trying to shut down any encryption that they can't read. They're okay with us having quote-unquote encryption just as long as they can read it. So we're safe from criminals, but we're not safe from the government. And to most of us, I think we'd all agree that they are the criminals.
The biggest racket out there.
Yeah, so I'm with you on that. It's
and all along they're saying it's for your security, for your protection, the people, the sheeples.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
all for you, and you know that's how they get legislation passed.
You bet. Fear.
You know, I find it ironic. And ever since I was a little kid, by you know whether it be a cop or an FBI agent pointing a gun at you and saying this is for your own good, it's never sat well with me.
The whole prison complex in this on the globe. Well, that's not the globe. It's mostly U.S.
Yeah,
but this whole send you to prison for your good, for your betterment, to turn you into an even more hardened criminal, and then get out with a felony, and now you can't get a job anywhere, and it's just.
I actually saw an image on Facebook earlier today where some guy smoking a joint, and cop walked up and said, "That stuff's going to ruin your life," and puts him in jail. And then it says 6 months later, "No, I'm not going to hire you. I don't hire people with criminal records."
Right.
And then 6 months later, the guy sitting on the side of the street holding a sign says, "You know, help," and the cop walks up and says, "See, I told you it was going to ruin your life."
Yeah.
But anyways, I'll let you guys go. Just thought I'd chime in quickly about that.
Thank you very much, Mike. So let's get back into this story that we started the show on, the artificial intelligence. Maybe, just maybe, the iPhone was able to decrypt itself because it got artificially intelligent. What do you think about that, Mr.
Yeah.
Conspiracy Conan?
Maybe Tay is the third party.
Maybe Tay from Microsoft hacked the Apple iPhone.
I think Tay is just a front. The real one out there is some bot named Charles.
Charles
knows it all.
Is Charles also in charge?
This is true.
What do you think? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we're also on Skype. Username is LRN.FM. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris, and Conan.
And we were getting back into the story about the racist artificial intelligence program created by Microsoft that may or may not have actually decrypted the iPhone that was in the possession of the FBI that was owned by the county of San Bernardino, California.
Talk about conspiracy over here. How did you come up with that one?
Well, you're the one that said something about third party and then artificial intelligence. Maybe the phone itself decrypted itself. Maybe Siri. Siri is some form of AI, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a yes.
Okay. So maybe Siri decrypted the iPhone. Maybe Siri is Microsoft and created Tay as some sort of thing to bring about the downfall of Microsoft.
I mean, because isn't that the ultimate Turing test right there?
Well, yeah.
It's not convincing people you're human, but actually creating life. That is the true definition of...
Yeah, you're right. Here's where I just want to correct the news articles a little bit. And you're right. Artificial intelligence means that it is a thinking being. There is sentience there. And what we're really talking about is not that, but it is...
It's a chat bot.
Very clever programming.
Yep.
And some machine language level stuff that gives the appearance of conversational. So, like, I can pick up my Android phone and I can talk to it and I can say all kinds of... You know, I can say, okay, Google.
So,
what does the fox say?
Ding, 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 a ding, a ding.
Now, I'm not sure if that carried over through the microphone too well, but it said, ding-a-ding-ding, ding-a-ding-ding-ding.
That's what the fox says.
Which is one of the things in that song, The Fox, by Ilvis. And I used to have a Samsung. And Samsung has its thing called Galaxy. And you would say, hi, Galaxy. And then you would ask it questions.
Right.
And I just one night got bored, and I was like, what color are your eyes? And it gave some sort of response about not having eyes. And then I said, what time do you go to sleep? And the response was, I follow you to bed, but I do not go to sleep. And so I just asked, like, all of these weird random questions to see what sort of answers it would give, to see how well this thing was programmed. And I finally came across a couple of questions that stumped it. But when I asked, what's the answer to life, the universe, and everything, it said 42.
Of course.
When I asked, how much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood, it gave me two responses in the answer. So it said, as much wood as a woodchuck could chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood is the response to the tongue twister. But then there were actually some people that did some sort of study and figured out the cubic centimeters of wood that a woodchuck would be able to consume in a 24-hour day. And it cited whatever book that was, you know, referenced for this answer. So, yeah, there are these things that have some form of simulated intelligence, but I don't know if it would necessarily be artificial intelligence.
It's sort of automated Googling. You know, if I can, when I can pull up facts and figures very, very quickly or instantaneously, that gives the appearance of intelligence. Mm-hmm. Like I just know everything. But yeah, AI.
It's when these chatbots start performing on their own.
Right, and,
right, and well, that's the thing, goal.
And not because of their programming. Like this Tay is probably programmed to submit a text or a tweet like every 5 minutes or so.
Right, and Tay was programmed originally to utilize what it received in question.
Which is where it went wrong.
Which is where things went horribly wrong in its responses to other questions that were similar. And that's, again, it's not intelligence, but it is responding based on a growing
learning from one's environment or evolving from one's environment. One's original programming from their environment.
Now, I will say that Tay has been a vast improvement over some of the chatbots. Remember back in the old Yahoo chat days?
Yeah.
Where there would be these spam bots that would come in and start to initiate a conversation, and then you would respond, and after like two or three responses, you realized very quickly, wait, this isn't an actual person.
Right.
But with Tay, if you're not exactly that smart, you might think, wow, I'm talking to somebody because they're responding to what I said.
Especially if they make the bot a millennial, a 19-year-old millennial who's talking with all the abbreviated words. Yeah, hey, bae.
That is so annoying. I do not understand the language where they just, like, cut off syllables.
It's all about the room, and it's all about getting the communication out there as quickly as possible.
But it's not communicating if you're cutting off half of the word, and then somebody has to say, what did you just... And then, like, somehow people are communicating without finishing a sentence, and it drives me batty.
You know what we should do? We should do what New Jersey is planning on doing and banning walking while texting. We should ban acronyms and abbreviations and
maybe
the whole nine.
Maybe we should just ban New Jersey.
Yes, that too.
Don't tell me what to do.
And I'm joking about banning New Jersey. I don't want to ban anything, but I am in favor of secession. So if the people of New Jersey want to leave the United States of America, go for it. And, you know, just one of the things that would actually wind up being a benefit if New Jersey did secede, they would take Donald Trump with them.
Is he New Jersey or New York?
New York.
I thought he lived in New Jersey.
He might have property there.
All of the Atlantic City stuff.
Yeah. He's got a bunch of properties there.
But I guess the question is, where is Donald Trump registered to vote?
New York, I believe.
You know what? I actually know because I've been getting information from various secretaries of state around the country, so I can pull it up in a couple minutes, and I can tell you where Donald Trump is registered to vote. So is there any more on this artificial intelligence thing?
I think it's fun. I think it's something to look forward to. I think the big question is how many of these AIs are already out there and they've been in existence and they've been tricking us for years.
Well, the neat thing is now you'll be able to build your own Tay. And I just lost my network. Dang it. I'll see if I can get this back. But
so according to the California Secretary of State, Donald Trump is registered at 725 Fifth Avenue, New York, New York, 10022.
Good to know, and we didn't need Anonymous to find that out, right, Daryl?
Right. No, I have the PDF from the California Secretary of State.
But if you want his Social Security number...
Yeah, I don't have that.
Get on that, Anonymous.
Donald Trump, by the way, on the California Secretary of State information here, does not provide a website, an email, or a telephone number, as do most of the candidates that will be on the primary ballot there in California. That primary is June the 7th.
Chris, I want to build a robot girl. What do I do?
Excuse me?
I want a robot girl. What do I have to
do? Hold on. What's your girlfriend think about you building this robot?
I'm not telling her.
Well, basically what Microsoft's done, and I'm going to wing this until I can actually get my story up again because of failing internet, but they have released...
The problem with robots and technology is sometimes it just doesn't work right.
Sometimes it just doesn't. But the long and the short of it is Tay is being... Let me rephrase that. The code behind Tay is being released as open source by Microsoft, so others can begin to implement the same technology that... brought you the 19-year-old racist Nazi sex bot known as Tay. So you can build your own.
Yeah, that's interesting. And I just did a Google search for build your own API and came up with an article actually from, I think, January. So apparently this has been a thing for a couple of months, and we'll have this story. And, of course, your calls and thoughts on AI or anything else, 855-450-FREE. And sometime during the show tonight, we've got an update on civil asset forfeiture. We talked about it last week. Well, apparently the DOJ has reversed course. We'll tell you about it. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a select quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls, your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris, and Conan.
And Chris will tell us about how you can build your own AI here in just a moment.
Yeah. Bot girls.
No, that's a horrible idea. Have you never seen Futurama? They've got an entire thing about don't have sex with robots. Because then the human population goes extinct because everybody is
it's already on
playing
its way
with
there.
Robots Look and nobody is playing with humans, and then there's no human babies.
Look at some countries who love their robots and their video games.
Yeah, and their population is declining because they spend all their time online. But some of you spend a lot of time online, and a lot of you probably shop online. And when you shop online, you should start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Go there and then just bookmark the shopping links for the various Amazons and some of the other affiliates that we have there at shop.freetalklive.com. And then you don't have to go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can just click on the bookmark that you have, and Free Talk Live winds up getting a portion of the money that you send to Amazon. And you don't send anything else. You don't have to pay more when you go through shop.freetalklive.com to go to Amazon, but it does help us out. So start that shopping experience at shop.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, so this story comes to us from The Guardian. The headline is, now anyone can build their own version of Microsoft's racist, sexist chatbot Tay.
But why would you want to?
I think we're going to get into the meat of that.
Okay.
Company releases open source chatbot framework allowing developers to build their own versions of the disastrous Twitterbot experiment. Microsoft has released open source tools for people to build their own chatbots as it set out its view of the immediate future of artificial intelligence as conversational aids similar to its backfiring Tay experiment. The company's chief executive, Satya Nadella, took to the stage at Microsoft's Build Developer Conference to announce a new bot framework which will allow developers to build bots that respond to chat messages sent via Skype, Slack, Telegram, GroupMe, emails, and text messages.
Now, I've heard of most of these things. I have never heard of GroupMe.
I'm not familiar with that one either. And Nadella goes on to say, bots are the new apps. And I think that's the key to kind of where this is going. So we look at, you know, is it the Amazon Echo device and Siri and Cortana? I think that the tech companies are really seeing bots as that's the next big thing we're going to make a ton of money off of. So even though, and this is what really drives it home for me, how disastrous the whole Tay rollout is and how much horrible press Microsoft got. They're like, guys, you can shut that down for like a week, but fix it and get it back up because we're rolling. We're moving.
So GroupMe apparently is a group mobile messaging app owned and operated by Microsoft.
Microsoft. Trademark.
And talking about the Amazon Echo, I was not familiar with this until a couple of weeks ago, and I was listening to an episode of Sovereign Tech, hosted by former Free Talk Live co-host Brian Sovereign, and he was talking about this thing to where apparently it can listen to you at all times. It's not necessarily always transmitting things, but it's listening.
Well, so does your phone. If you can say, okay, Google, and something happens, I just set off like three phones in the studio. If you say that,
you didn't set off my phone, but you probably set off a bunch of phones of listeners, and I'm going to do it for the rest of people. Hi, Galaxy. Hi, Siri. You're welcome.
But the point is your phones are always listening. This is a huge privacy concern. Now, you can go in and you can disable that stuff. But
if you know how, or if you even care.
If you know how, if you care, most people are not going to do that. But then you have all the back doors that are built into these systems with the full intent that they're going to be subpoenaed and shared with the government at some point anyway. So that's why I looked at the whole Amazon, the whole Apple iPhone deal with a little bit of skepticism, because Apple's worked with the NSA since well before the Snowden documents came out.
Right, and some of the Snowden documents revealed that Apple had worked with the NSA.
Yeah.
Also revealed that, you know, most tech companies, major tech companies, had worked with the NSA.
Yeah, so it kind of is what it is, but I can continue with the article here. The announcement came on the same day that the company had to pull its chatbot experiment Tay from Twitter after it tweeted about taking drugs and started spamming users. It has only been active again for a few hours after previously being deactivated for making racist and sexist comments and denying that the Holocaust happened. Tay went pretty nuts. Nadella said, quote, as an industry, we are on the cusp of a new frontier that pairs the power of natural human language with advanced machine intelligence. And if that doesn't sound like Terminator to you, I don't know what does.
Yeah, so let's get into some of these chatbot things that currently exist, because they do talk about that in this article.
Well, going to the next section is called Going to the Users, but several companies are chasing the dream of a chatbot that will be able to do it all for you, integrating themselves into the services users already utilize across mobile and desktop, rather than trying to get people to use yet another app.
I would say that to some extent, cross-platform is a big bonus for me when I'm looking at something. So I started using a task organizer recently called Wunderlist, and it's cross-platform, meaning that I can access it on my computer. I've got an app on my phone, and it makes it very easy for me instead of saying, oh, I can only do this on my phone, or I can only do this on my laptop. I can use it on both, and that's a big selling point.
And I think the next big thing, and why Microsoft and these other companies like to release their software development kits, the SDKs and APIs, is so that you can not only do that, but how about if when I ask Tay a question, Tay's a really bad example, but I say, okay, Google, it's also checking my Telegram account, or just setting off my phone. You know what I mean? It's hooked into Telegram. It's hooked into all these different systems, and that's where you, I think, will really realize the benefit at the cost of personal liberty.
Mm-hmm. Right. And one thing that's interesting, since you did mention Google, is the extent to which Gmail actually has some form of an AI built into it that most people probably don't even pay any attention to where if you send an email and you have the word attach or some derivation thereof, and when you hit send, it will actually, if there's no attachment, it will pop up and say, your email mentions an attachment, but there's nothing attached to this email. Do you still want to send it?
Yeah. Wow. Which just tells you that there something is reading the entire text of your email. And
yes,
these types of things, while they're wonderful technologies.
No, Chris, it's only scanning for keywords.
Yeah. Well, like it's wonderful
bomb
technology.
And attachment and Al-Qaeda and OK Google and Hi Siri.
I mean, yeah.
Thank you, Daryl.
For example, Daryl's example, if he had sent that email without the attachment attached, you know, he might not find out, you know, till days later, or the person will read it and be like, well, what's this
right.
all about?
You missed the attachment.
Saved everyone so much time.
Right.
So, I mean, it's such a good thing.
Right,
yet, someone is reading, some AI is reading that email, every single one that he sends, looking for those keywords, is, you know, that to make sure that everything is
hunky-dory. Right, but there have been emails that I've sent to where I've used the word attach, not I am attaching something,
right.
but like, you know, I could not attach it to this email, so I'm going to send it via WeTransfer.
Right.
Or I'm going to this, or
so it's like an autocorrect.
No, I'm not attached, whatever. So, you know, like there are many ways that you could use the word attach that does not mean I'm sending you something tagged onto this email, but the AI just sees the word. It doesn't see the context.
And your message last night about getting some sheep.
No, that was earlier today. And it was one of those autocorrect things to where I went to type sleep, but I was typing on my phone, and, you know, you're swiping with your thumb.
Hey, we don't judge.
So, but no, the funniest comment was, what were you planning on doing with the sheep? And I responded, counting them.
Clever. But I think what we're going to see, at least what I've done, is I've segmented my life more or less, or at least my communications, to where things that are sensitive, they go through programs like Signal. I use Proton Mail, which I strongly encourage everybody to check out. If you haven't checked it out, it's now open. And I keep the really public stuff I don't care about on Gmail.
Yep.
Okay, Google. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls, your thoughts, when we come back after the news. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.